Do you think that after a year of this, but, you know, institutions that unduly settled quickly, caved, bent the knee, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't look great for them morally, on principle. It also doesn't look great for some of them economically, financially, and brand-wise as a business decision. Do you have any thought about whether or not in year two, some of these institutions, private and otherwise, will think twice and will fight more?
When it comes to the elites, you know, the corporate interests, the law firms, the universities, the media, I agree with you, Preet. It is not... it's not going to end well for them. For those that decided that it was, you know, that they would act in their perceived very narrow self-interest, which I would underscore is very short-term self-interest, and, you know, take a knee to Trump. I think they're now starting to realize, wait a minute, you know, this is not popular. Trump is not popular. What he is doing, whether on the economy and affordability or on immigration now, is not popular, and that there is likely to be a swing in the other direction. And they are going to be caught with more than their pants down. They're going to be held accountable by those who come in opposition to Trump and win at the ballot box. And I can tell you, Preet, you know, as I talk to leaders in Washington, leaders in our party, leaders in the states, if these corporations think that the Democrats, when they come back in power, are going to, you know, play by the old rules, and you know, and say, oh, never mind, we'll forgive you for all the people you fired, all the policies and principles you've violated, all, you know, the laws you've skirted, I think they've got another thing coming. Because, you know, just like when Trump thought, okay, I'll redistrict and the Democrats won't have the guts to play hardball, they're going to be surprised. Democrats have had a bellyful, and we're not going to play by, you know, the old set of rules when these guys are playing by a very different set of rules. We're going to play by the law, but that's, we're not going to violate the law the way they do, but we're not going to be suckers. And so I think, you know, whether you're a law firm, whether you're a university, whether you're a media entity, whether you're a big corporation, whether you're big tech, you need to play a long game, not this short game that has been so detrimental.
So very specifically, if the House changes hands in a few months, what should be the top priority or two in terms of that accountability that you're speaking of for Democratic leadership in the House?
Well, first of all, when the Democrats win the House, which I believe they will, and possibly the Senate, you know, they need to appropriately focus on the needs of the American people, which Donald Trump and the Republicans could give a damn about, whether it's health care costs, housing costs, food prices, electricity prices, runaway tech companies that are, you know, lining their own pockets at the expense of our children, our jobs, maybe even our very existential future. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we need to do in service of the American people. But in addition to that, there will be an accountability agenda. You know, companies already are starting to hear they better preserve their documents. They better be ready for subpoenas. If they've done something wrong, they'll be held accountable. And if they haven't broken the law, good for them. If they've done the right things, good for them. That also will be noted and remembered. But, you know, this is not going to be an instance of, you know, forgive and forget. Right. The damage that these people are doing is too severe to the American people and to our national interest.
I mean, on some of these things, it strikes me, and I totally hear what you're saying. With respect to some of the bending of the knee, people didn't break the law. They just caved, and people are allowed to make bad deals with them. So, for example, ABC or CBS or other media outlets who settled for a lot of money, even though they had very strong and meritorious defenses to a defamation claim, probably not something you can do there in terms of legal violation. Maybe you can shine a light on it and have hearings to sort of expose some of those outlets. Is there anything else